I'll begin by asking how Oxford, Mississippi has weathered the recent economy.
Well, we were affected like everybody else, Todd, but I think when the country booms, we maybe don't quite boom as much, and when there's a down cycle, we don't go down nearly as badly. So we weathered it very well. As a city, we kind of kept our heads down. We kept our spending under control, and we didn't expose ourselves. We did not have to raise taxes, and we didn't lay anybody off, but we were very conservative about our capital purchases. We're overbuilt a little bit. We have some condominiums that are still on the market, but as compared to some of the rest of the country, we did very well. Since 2007-08, we have been very conservative with our spending. It's paid off in the fact that we haven't raised taxes and we haven't laid a single employee off. We're in good shape financially. Now, was it all my plan? Absolutely not. I work with a great board, and we saw it together the same way. And, you know, we were able to, from a financial point, be successful.
Could you give us a snapshot of what Oxford was like when you became mayor in 2009?
My predecessor, Richard Horth, had been an excellent mayor. He really did a lot of progressive things. But like every other administration in this country, we were handed an economy that was on the fritz. We lost one of our major manufacturing plants, Whirlpool, and that was 350 jobs. And so one of our early focuses was to get those jobs replaced, which we were fortunate to do. Olin Winchester came to town and actually brought 1,000 jobs with them when they get fully ramped up. And I don't want to say we're out of the woods, but we're certainly We're certainly better off than a lot of places, I'll say that.
Well, I do want to talk a little bit about the tourism situation, because Oxford is the home of Roanoke, the home of William Faulkner. Old Miss is obviously a very big tourist draw. You seem to have experienced something of a shot in the arm as far as tourism is concerned.
Well, we focus on that, Todd. That's one of the things we do. We have a tourism council, very active tourism council. We have a 2% food and beverage tax that we add to all prepared food and all alcoholic beverages that goes straight in the Tourism Council. They're able to do some great things. This past weekend we had a Double Ducker Festival. It's kind of our signature festival that attracted 55,000 people. Worked closely with the university. This is the smallest Division I host school in the United States. So, you know, we have to work closely with the university. We have a very good relationship there, and they give us a heads up when they with their advanced planning, and we try and do the same back for them. It's a group effort of the Board of Aldermen and myself, and we try and spend what we take in, zero-sum budgeting, and we've been successful with it. We have been.
Well, let me ask you a bit of a hypothetical question. If you were running a school for mayors, is there any great lesson that you've drawn from your time so far as Oxford mayor that you could impart to other mayors?
Local government is for service. You know, now, I'm not saying state governments aren't, and I'm not saying federal governments aren't, but local governments are for service. If you need something, if you got a pothole, if the sewer doesn't work, if there's the neighbors are creating a problem, you know, that's my view of local government, is serve the people of your community. So I preach that day in and day out to our staff and everybody else. Look, we work for the people of this town, and if they've got a problem, we need to try and go help them with it. So that's our philosophy of government.
And another hypothetical, when something comes up like that, say, for instance, there is some sort of, God forbid, a natural disaster, a tornado or something along those lines, how could the city really absorb that additional expense?
Depends on the magnitude of the disaster. If we have an F5 tornado, we're going to look for help from anybody we can, state, federal, anybody else. We have a reserve, and we treat it as a trust fund. It's from the sale of our hospital. That's $30 million. We hope it generates about $1 million a year, and we use that as, you know, for special projects and needs for the community. So are we able to handle minor things ourselves? I would like to think yes. Are we able to handle a major disaster? No, we would ask MEMA and FEMA for help. I think as government, you can spend anything you take in and more. Mm-hmm. So we have to prioritize. You have to, you know, if you've got five streets that need to be resurfaced, then you pick two this year and three next year. You know, you don't go into debt to try and do the whole thing at one time. If I'm a moderate on some of our social programs, I'm a very conservative person on government finances.
George Patterson is mayor of Oxford, Mississippi. Mayor Patterson, thanks for talking to us today.
Sure. I'm glad to.